K-State Nation, this is Eddie Greer, another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. Eddie Greer here on this Wednesday, June 19th, 2024. We will get back into the schedule later this week, probably tomorrow or Friday. If you have not checked out the latest episode, which I do touch on the first half of the K-State football schedule coming up this year, go check it out. If you're new to the podcast, appreciate it for you to take time out of your day to join, well, to listen to this podcast first off. And also, if you like what you're hearing, definitely make sure you subscribe to the podcast. We got a lot of great content coming up your way as we continue into this summer of 2024. We'll bring Alex back on the bonus podcast, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, only on Podbean, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3 E-D-D-I-E apostrophe S podcast. That is where you're going to find. But first step you have to do is download the Podbean app. You're going to get all your K-State bonus content on there. I am hopeful. Again, this is me thinking out loud again on this podcast. I'm hopeful to be in rotation for the rest of the summer. And then, of course, bring Alex, my co-host, back for the postcast of football once that gets here, August 31st against University of Tennessee. Martin, I am throwing a little change up here on this podcast here. Volleyball, I did touch slightly a bit on this, but haven't really gone back until last night. Obviously, we can't forget about the other sports, obviously, all things K-State sports on this podcast, Pearl Project Podcast. Volleyball, right? Jason Mansfield getting ready for his second year at K-State. What a first year he had with his team. And he added one from the transfer portal not too long ago. Actually, it was less than a month. K-State volleyball head coach Jason Mansfield, back in late May, added Ella Larkin, who transferred from LSU to the roster for this year. In a quote we have here, quote, Ella is a Kansas kid who is humble, hardworking. Hey, how about that? A couple of H's in there. A little literacy going on here. And incredibly skilled. And then Coach Mansfield says, quote, she has been around the game her whole life. So we love how high her volleyball IQ is and how well she sees the game. Ella played a very high level in both indoor and beach at LSU. And those experiences have shaped her into, and of course you're going to do that in the middle of the podcast. Let's see. Shape her into an even more well-rounded player. We are so excited to welcome her, Ella, to our Wildcat family. End quote there. A little information I have written down on Larkin, a 5'10" defensive specialist. And she's also a liberal as well. And she's played at LSU for 3 years over there. How she end up there, I have no idea, to be honest. But she's back home. And she also played beach volleyball with LSU as well. So she's very round-rounded. She's played in 227 sets over a course of 57 matches. Larkin has totaled 817 digs. That's 3.6 per set, 1,018 assists. That's almost 5 per set, 53 kills, and 38 service aces with her time down south over there in Louisiana. She's actually from Mays, Kansas. That sounds familiar. that sounds familiar. She earned the AFCCA South Central All-Regional Region Honors all the way back in 2022, her sophomore campaign, as she appeared in all 30 matches and played in all 119 sets as the Tigers starting libero. She finished leading the SEC per digs. And remember, you lose Mackenzie Morris to the transfer portal. So this is a huge get. Again, I haven't seen much of her play. I'm only getting information as we're all getting it here on this podcast. So I'm reading this, sitting here reading this, I'm like, this is nearly a perfect fit when you lose, unfortunately, Mackenzie Morris to the transfer portal. Digs, 516, while her Diggs, like I just mentioned, tied for fifth overall in LSU's program single season. That actually set a record. She was named to the SEC All-Freshman Team after securing a starting position as a center. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer here on this Wednesday. A little change up. We will get back in the football schedule here later this week, probably as tomorrow, to finish that up here. Again, we're gonna be doing a little bit of deeper look into that schedule with myself, Alex Aiden, and a couple other special guests here, hopefully, as we move along here in the summer of 2024. L. Larkin, we got in a comment here saying, quote, "I'm super excited to be a part of the K-State volleyball program. I chose K-State because being closer to home means a lot to me and for the competitive environment that the program has." And then, of course, Larkin adds this, quote, "The support from family, friends, and fans is something I am thankful for every day. I am excited that they get a chance to watch and experience the culture that comes with K-State volleyball this fall there as well." And also little nuggets here from Larkin. She was a two-sport athlete at Bishop Carroll Catholic High School playing basketball and volleyball there. She was also a four-time state all-state selection and led Bishop Carroll to the Kansas Sub-State Championships. Damn. 2017, 2018, and 2019 as well. And of course, adding a third place finish back in 2020 as well. So, you know, also she also added, and she's super pumped up to work with Coach Mansfield as well. This is a big time get. And now you add her that experience with, of course, Aaliyah Carter. There we go. I almost lost the best player's name in my head. I don't know. Again, it's been a minute since I talked volleyball on the show, but with the football coverage, we will in and out, zigzag in and out with volleyball coverage as well. And let's not forget K-State women's soccer, as we'll be kicking them back off as well this fall as well. But yeah, Ella Larkin from transferring from LSU. This is a ping get there for another K-State team. Of course, if you've been keeping track of men's basketball, they get the latest get with Hawkins. I already did that. Pod again for a bunch of podcast feed wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast there as well. So this was back a couple weeks ago, back late May. I want to get you guys caught with that. Ella Larkin decided to take her talents back home. Dylan Edwards back home to K-State. Ella Larkin returned to the state of Kansas, where she's going to be playing back home, close to home, in the land of purple, K-State, folks. So obviously, volleyball got a lot of momentum heading this year, and I'm glad that I thought Carl was going to be gone, but now you have her, you have the other AC over there. Again, apologize, the day's all squared away right now, but I'm sure as we get things kind of get closer and closer, we'll get those names down pat for the fall stretch. But we still have a lot of unfinished business, a lot between now in August for all these teams. So Ella Larkin, now a K-State Wildcat, huge get for Jason Mansfield in the transfer portal. And that's all I got. As far as I know, I might be missing one or two more players, but that's all for right now on the volleyball side of Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports you can get wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily, or whenever I have a chance to record Kansas State content. Again, if there's anything breaking with recruiting, which that's been going on pretty much every week now. That's been an ongoing process there. Transfer portal gets the preparation of football. We'll do our best to give it to you here on this podcast. Again, it's your first time listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you like what you're hearing, definitely make sure you hit that subscribe button and tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Continue to spread the word. And big thank you to those that have been listening throughout the summer, been hanging in with me during this transition for you to host the podcast. Appreciate that. If you've been listening since the very beginning of the Pearl Project Podcast a few summers ago during the COVID season, thank you for that as well. You've been in and out. Thank you as well. Make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you get your favorite Kansas State podcast, whether this one, Three Mile Gold Power Cat, Aggieville Alley Cats, posted their 250th episode recently there as well. A lot of good Kasich content there throughout the summer. So make sure you get on it, add it to your Kasich library of podcasts. That we have waved the checkered flag on this volleyball episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things Kasich Sports, Eddie Greer. We will continue to talk to you throughout the week. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. We'll talk to you very soon. Go Cats.